Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Okay, so I don't know if you guys have been following the whole Facebook boycott, and Mark Zuckerberg is standing firm, and it has to do with the hate speech policy, and I've been a little confused by it, which is why I'm bringing the question up to you guys, so I could kind of learn a little bit more. So I have been under the impression that Facebook has a hate speech policy. I've read their hate speech policy. Their hate speech policy does not want anybody posting anything on their platform that is against somebody's race, gender, creed, sexual orientation, and they will remove posts. They will, I think some of you guys have been calling it a Facebook jail where, like, for 30 days you don't get to post something, I guess, until, you know, they allow you back on. And so I thought they were being very diligent about trying to deal with hate speech, but also kind of overstepping on, you know, on preventing you from, like, posting something. Like, for example, I have been, you know, and I need to get back on it, been working on daylight savings time change. I'm sick of the twice a year daylight savings time change. Just pick one and stick with it, all right? So I posted something on that for a petition. I actually paid advertising, and it got stopped. It wasn't hate speech. It's, they were like, nope, because my guess is they have other means to do maybe I don't get it. I wanted people to sign a petition. I don't get it. But for some reason, they wouldn't let that be, maybe they had some guidelines, you know, for advertisers or whatever. But it only had to do with daylight savings time. It had nothing to do with hate speech or whatever, but my guess is maybe, you know, they don't want you to promote a petition. All right, okay. So I thought they were pretty restrictive. Apparently not. And people want more to be done because either stuff is getting through or people don't like what is being said. With that starts to come the conversation of who is censoring our free speech. Now, I'm under the impression that Facebook, all right, is not supposed to be something offered by the government. Facebook is private. I get it's an IPO or whatever, you know, there's stock and all that. But I'm under the impression that Facebook is a product out there that we get to access for free. I mean, we might have to pay our internet bills or Wi-Fis. We might have to buy a laptop or a phone. But Facebook, and I'm not saying this to defend Facebook. I'm just trying to define this a little better. Facebook exists for us to log on for free and be able to talk to each other for free. I've been using Facebook. In fact, I mean, I've been able to promote things on my show. It's free advertising. I mean, Facebook has been one of the reasons why I think my show spread as it did, because I had a platform where I could talk to people from around the world. And so I have been very, very grateful to platforms such as Facebook and Twitter for that. Do I want them to mess with any of my posts? No, I don't. I mean, if I'm following the guidelines, let me post something. But if you don't like something you see on there, and it isn't supposed to be, you know, anti-gender, anti-whatever, but it, let's say it's Donald Trump or Joe Biden saying something, then you have a right to not log on and read that. So if you don't like, you know, Joe Biden saying something, you know, against Trump, or Trump saying something against Joe Biden or Hillary Clinton or whatever, then, you know, you have a right to not go on that site. Will Facebook hurt as a result? Well, they sell advertising. So if you don't like what Facebook has on there and you boycott it and you don't use it, yeah, then they would be able to boast of low numbers. But one of the reasons that people go to a Facebook or a Twitter is because they like the fact that they could put something out there. And Trump used this, took Twitter to a whole different level where he was able to prevent the media from taking little bits and pieces of his speech and be able to put his message out there complete. When Twitter had suggested censoring or tagging it, and Facebook might do censoring or tagging it, people got ticked. Now, you would think, okay, well, who cares? All right, guys, if you don't like Twitter, if you don't like Facebook, go somewhere else. There's this new platform called Parler. They have guidelines, but technically they don't censor whatever, then go there. But people are very drawn. They're already very well attached. They're already very well cemented. You know? I mean, if I ever wanted to leave Facebook, I could. You know, it's just many of my followers, that's how they follow me. And that's how they know what I'm going to talk about, or that's how they know how to reach me, that's how they know how to ask questions, etc. And so, you know, for me, I probably wouldn't leave Facebook. I probably wouldn't boycott them. So you have companies that want Facebook to be stricter than their current hate speech policy. And so what's going on? Is it that swastikas are getting through? Is it that Ku Klux Klan stuff is getting through? Is it that there's anti-Trump or anti-Biden stuff getting through? Nobody's really telling us and giving us specific examples of all the things that they are finding that is, you know, considered the hate speech. And Facebook promised that they were going to make sure hate speech or anything against our religion or creed or gender or color, whatever, was or orientation was not going to be, you know, attacked. And they should do that. I think that is within their rights. But on the other hand, you know, people go to Facebook to, if they want to, you know, post a picture of, you know, Hillary Clinton, or post a picture of, you know, I don't know, of Joe Biden in a meme, do they have a right to do that? See, we've never had something like this. This has been around since, what, 2008, 2007? Or, yeah, and so, you know, I never thought I would live in a country where you could sit there and kind of make fun of political leaders. You know, this is kind of a freedom we have. I'm not saying it's right. I'm not saying it's wrong. It's just, it's something that's very new. So we don't really have laws. We don't really have, you know, our forefathers weren't, you know, designing this country thinking that people were going to put memes up there, you know, of our elected officials. But they're up there now. So we'll see what Facebook decides to do, but they're kind of holding firm. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So it's been a couple days since the $1 billion was taken away from the New York Police Department. And it doesn't seem like all sides are happy about that. This is being reported by the New York Times, and as we know, New York City officials on Tuesday agreed to a, quote, grim coronavirus-era budget that is going to sharply curtail municipal services, impose a hiring freeze, and a move meant to placate calls to defund the police, shifting roughly $1 billion from the police department. Now, politicians are going to seize on this moment because most states are having major financial issues. With COVID and telling people to stay home, you didn't get the cigarette tax. You didn't get the, you know, sales tax. You didn't get, in my neck of the woods, some of the gaming taxes and revenues and things like that. And so our budget shortfall was so bad that I think our governor is going to kind of hesitate a little bit on shutting things down. California, they've had to. California, because of coronavirus, they've had to go back and close down bars and things in multiple counties. But states need money. And all of a sudden, you know, this concept of, we have to choose lives over money kind of changed when states realized that more lives could be lost if we don't have an economy, if we don't have a job, if we don't have money to pay for schools, or we don't have money to pay for, you know, hospitals to stay open and, you know, medical centers to be open, et cetera. So there was a little bit of an about face. So some state officials, our governors, might take advantage of what's been going on with the protests and the riots as a result of what happened to George Floyd, and calls to defund the police by saying, look, guys, we are going to answer your call. We are going to take money away from the police departments. We are doing exactly what you guys want. We have listened to you. Your voices have been heard. We are going to take money away from the police department. I was like, yay, woo, they listened to us. It worked. It worked. They were probably going to do that anyway. I mean, there is such a budget issue. There's so many budget issues right now. If schools are going to take a hit, if higher education is going to take a hit, if all these, you know, government workers are going to take a hit, the law enforcement is going to take a hit also. So you might see more of a quote-unquote defunding of the police under the guise it might be under the guise of defunding the police, but it's budget cuts. So the $88.1 billion budget reflected in New York the economic shutdown that followed the outbreak. New York had a $9 billion revenue shortfall. So the city had to make drastic across-the-board spending cuts anyway. But the virus was not the only factor. It was also the protests in response to the killing of George Floyd in Minneapolis. So this defund the police has been a cry throughout the United States by many protesters. In New York City, protesters gathered at City Hall, as well as outside the homes of city council members. Now, Mayor Bill de Blasio and Council Speaker Cory Johnson had agreed in principle to cut $1 billion from the police department's $6 billion operating budget. But doing so successfully, as crime is starting to spike, shootings are rising, is going to be a, quote, balancing act, according to the mayor. And what they're finding is that the details seem to please no one. The budget did pass the city council on Wednesday. More no's than they would have expected. It was a 32-17 vote. But the city decided to cancel the planning of hiring 100 or 1,100 new officers. They were going to shift monitoring of illegal vending, homeless people. They were going to shift the money to monitoring of illegal vending, homeless people on the streets, and school safety. Now, you can't argue with that. Oh, yay, school safety. Okay, yeah, well, school safety with who? Police officers? What are you doing in terms of school safety? Are you putting an officer, a couple officers, on every school? No, because they're defunding the police. So I'm not exactly sure what school safety measures they're doing. So advocates for overhauling the police department said that wasn't enough. You took one-sixth away from them. That's not enough. City council members were divided. Others thought this was not a good time to start defunding the police as crime is rising. Councilman Danica Miller said, quote, black folks want to be safe like everyone else. We just want to be respected. Danica is co-chairman of the council's Black Latino Nation Caucus. They opposed reducing the size of the police department. Councilman said, we can't allow folks from outside our community to lecture us about black lives and what we need in our communities. Mr. Johnson is running for mayor next year. Mr. Johnson, I'm not sure what the first name is, I don't say, said during a virtual news conference that he felt like he was caught between the demands of conflicting groups, constricted from doing what he had set out to do. He clarified that the $1 billion figure was only reached by including $163 million in fringe or associated costs. He said to everyone who was disappointed, and I know that there are many, many people who are disappointed that we could not go further. I am disappointed as well. He wanted them to go deeper. So Mayor Bill de Blasio has agreed to eliminate the incoming July class of officers. I want to know how that works. So they went through school? They went through training? How do you eliminate a July class of officers? Apparently another officer class is poised to start training in October. Oh, okay, I see. The early training. The rest of the workforce, teachers, will remain in a hiring freeze for next year. Firefighters and paramedics, not going to have a hiring freeze. So, people think the $1 billion police cuts was tragic. Others think it's just smoke and mirrors. So, Ocasio-Cortez has spoken up, Congresswoman, and saying defunding police means defunding police. It does not mean budget tricks or funny math. So, I'm just confused. I'm just, you know, confused at how the leadership in some of these areas is not there. I mean, it's New York City has a culture, it has a reputation, and I have loved going to New York City in the past couple decades. I've felt safe. Now, mind you, I'm a white woman who is going to certain areas that, you know, seem to have a police presence, and I don't seem to be unjustly treated by the police. So I can't speak for everybody who does feel, unjust. But what I'm saying is New York had started to, from a crime perspective, tried to change that stereotype. Whereas in the 70s and 80s, it was known to be pretty rough. And then things started to change. And maybe it was Mayor Giuliani, maybe it wasn't. I don't know who gets credit. But people began to feel more safe. Now, the police presence was huge. And maybe somebody has an argument that maybe too many officers is a bad thing. I don't know. But it started to, you know, improve in terms of safety. Unfortunately, we still had officers shot. We still had people shot. There were still, you know, bad things that happened, but from what we understand, less. And so when, you know, you don't want to mess with a good thing. However, these states are losing money. Well, none of us want to mess with the schools. None of us want to have hiring freezes. We want to promote the economy. But when there's a recession or when there's something that cripples us, such as a coronavirus and you know, the scare and state shutdowns, when money is down, everything gets hit. Okay? And, you know, maybe New York City would have had maybe only, you know, a few million taken as opposed to a billion. I don't know, you know, in terms of budget cuts. But my guess is they were going to be cut anyway. But what people are calling for is no police, like in Chaz in Seattle, in the Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone. Now, what happened there? Well, what happened there is crime, we're being told, spiked 525%. That's kind of a lot. 525%. So, and there were, within 4 days, multiple shootings, and they only had it for 3 weeks. So, we learned that there has to be a happy medium. There has to be a balance. You need police force. The only problem is you can't have, just like with a military, you can't have the military so strapped and diluted thin where, you know, they only have, you know, one man, you know, manning a city block. It's just, it's not going to work. It's not going to be effective enforcement. 1-877-DOC-LA.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is celebrating another strong jobs report. The Labor Department reporting 4.8 million jobs were added in the month of June.
This is the largest monthly jobs gain in the history of our country. The unemployment rate fell by more than 2 percentage points, down to just about 11%. We're down to the 11% number. We started at a number very much higher than that. As you know, we broke the record last month, and we broke it again this month in an even bigger way.
AAA reports 97% of vacations will be road trips this summer. Health experts say if you need to stop and eat, order the food to go. Experts are also saying to designate one person to pump gas and then have them wash or sanitize their hands thoroughly. Reports out there say 7 of 10 hotel rooms are empty because people are driving straight through to their destinations. This is USA Radio News. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says far-left politicians are pushing to fundamentally change the landscape of our democracy.
So while we have far-left mobs attacking statues of our founding fathers from coast to coast, we have far-left politicians attacking the institutions those founders left us.
Speaking on the Senate floor, the Kentucky Republican says Democrats also want to end the Electoral College, pack the Supreme Court with new justices, and add new states to the Senate. The value of one car company continues to rise. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Tesla is now the most valuable car maker in the world, the electric car company overtaking Toyota. When its stock reached an all-time high yesterday on Wall Street, the price of the stock doubling since the year began. Elon Musk's company is now worth more than $207 billion. Toyota has a market cap of $202 billion.
This is USA Radio News.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. So not very easy to hear, but people lost their poop the other day when they heard that the governor in my neck of the woods is going to hold a special session. Uh-oh. And whether you like the governor or not, when the governor speaks, we don't really usually get a lot of good news. Okay, you know, and obviously it's a rough time right now. And so I believe in July 8th in my neck of the woods, we have a special session. And so people are panicking and trying to guess what that's going to include. And I think we could all agree it's going to have to do something with a budget, our budget shortfall, certain aspects of the city or state getting defunded, and then how we need to approach this shortfall. So I am expecting, and hopefully they prove me wrong, that the first part is going to not be very, very easy. I'm probably going to grab some wine, all right? And it's probably going to talk about how bad financially we are to build us up for the... That's why we need to up our taxes. And I am praying that's not what's happening. But we are being told, and predictably, that many states are going to be seeing tax hikes. Included in them, Georgia, Utah, Vermont, Nevada made the list. I believe South Dakota. Let me see who else is on here. Utah, Vermont we talked about. I wouldn't be surprised if California, New York made the list too, but it's not saying it. Oh, Iowa? Iowa is making the list. Now, I live in Nevada, so I can't really speak to what goes on in other states, but Nevada, we have a gaming industry. We have an entertainment industry. From what I understand, our entertainment tax provides a lot of revenue. Cigarette tax, because a lot of people will come to Nevada to smoke, you know, because they think it goes open air and, you know, or they lose money and they smoke, who knows, or they have sex and they smoke. I never understood that. Why do you have a cigarette after sex? I don't get that. I'm sure it's obvious. It's just not obvious to me. Well, also, sex isn't that obvious to me. I'm still learning that also. That's neither here nor there. We'll discuss that another time. But Nevada, I mean, they rely on people spending money. They rely on the hotels. They rely on the gaming. They rely on these taxes, tax revenue. We haven't had that now for about 3-4 months. So we're having all these calls across the United States for defunding the police, defunding the police. Well, New York just took $1 billion away from the police department. Don't be surprised if you see throughout the United States a quote-unquote defunding of the police because they're going to do budget cuts anyway. So they might as well make it a PR moment and show that they are listening to the protests and listening to people who want the police defunded. Meanwhile, at the same time, they're doing budget cuts. I mean, in my neck of the woods, schools are going to get hit. You know, higher education is going to get hit. Law enforcement, a bunch of them are going to get hit. So whether it's under the guise of we're defunding the police or we're just trying to save our butts because we don't have money coming in, it'll be up to the media and whoever is their press secretary to, you know, put out that soundbite. So I am not surprised that my local police department is going to be getting cuts. It looks like everybody's going to get cuts, and the cuts aren't going to be enough because we are still grappling with COVID, and we are still grappling with people, you know, not coming into town and, you know, people scared, and it's really hot. You know, I mean, you know, the summer is a fantastic time to vacation, but Nevada usually doesn't seem to get, you know, as much tourism in the summer as they do in the winter. And so... summer is already kind of a rough time for a lot of people in Nevada. And like I said, it's hot. It's just hot. I can't stand the heat. Love my state. Can't stand the heat. So what's going to happen to us in Nevada? What's going to happen to Iowa, Vermont, Utah, South Dakota, Connecticut? Expect the taxes are going to go up. Now, the problem with that sort of philosophy is once you are forced to pay more at the gas pump, pay more for your cigarettes, pay more for whatever, you're going to be less inclined to spend, all right? With the economy, and again, I'm not an economist, but it takes money to make money. And so if a store, and we're seeing a lot of small businesses getting hurt, a lot of small businesses that have that desperation, which is really not hard, you know, for us to see. If people are like, you know what, no, we're not going to eat out, you know, and you know what, I'm not going to go to that boutique shop. I'm going to get whatever I can cheap on Amazon. If we start seeing more of that, these places just get picked off. And these businesses pay payroll tax. They pay unemployment insurance. They put money into the system. So what should these states do? Well, I don't know the answer because I would say, okay, don't be starting to raise taxes, right? But there's no money. The money's not coming in. And we are on the verge, in my neck of the woods, of a possible rollback. Look at what's happening in California. California's closing down the restaurants, closing down the bars. Fourth of July weekend. Fourth of July weekend is supposed to be a weekend that helps you make up what we lost. Memorial Day weekend, Mother's Day, spring break. Fourth of July weekend falls on a weekend. You guys don't understand how much in a tourism industry, Fourth of July falling on a Saturday is golden. When it falls on a Wednesday, that's rough. You know, I mean, if it falls on a Friday, and then it turns into a three-day week, or it falls on a Monday, that's golden too. But we have 4th of July, where we have fireworks and things like that on the Strip. 4th of July should be popping. Now, some places are holding off on their rollback. Others are like, no, beach is closed. Well, all those businesses along the beaches are getting screwed. Now, colleges. Okay, what's happening on the college front? Well, some schools and some colleges are starting to look at cutting, you know, their tuition. Others are like, no, we're going to stand firm. If you want to come to our school, we're standing firm. Well, if they get budget cuts, and they're trying to stand firm, and people are like, I'm not going to college. I'm not going to sit and travel. I'm not going to, you know, go and travel and get a dorm room and you know, cost my family $40,000 or $50,000 or $60,000 to go out of state just for the school to close and me to go back online, or for me to be doing most of my classes online. Why am I spending $40,000 to $60,000 for classes online? So every single industry is taking a hit. People are like, well, the doctors are making a killing. The doctors are not making a killing. The doctors are not making a killing. Offices closed. There weren't enough PPE. Nurses were getting sick. And remember, if you had an employee that was exposed to COVID, they had to go home for 2 weeks. So if you have a small staff and half of them are home, yet it's not adequate staff, you close down. So most of the medical offices were closed. And if the medical offices were closed and they weren't seeing patients and they weren't referring, labs got hit. If hospitals weren't having elective surgeries, if people weren't getting their gallbladder or their hysterectomy or their cosmetic surgery or their colonoscopy, their screening colonoscopy, if they weren't getting those procedures, they got hit. My mammogram, I was supposed to get my mammogram in February. Right? And my mammogram usually makes that company pretty good size money because it's a lot of material. They have to, a lot of time. So my guess is I get charged twice when I get my mammogram done. I put it off. Because, again, it was non-essential. I mean, to me, my boobies are very essential, but getting a screening mammogram is not essential. So if I was a state, if I was a governor, okay, I wouldn't scare everybody. Right? I would definitely not be raising taxes right now. All right? But I would incentivize, and I would be giving maybe tax breaks, or I would be offering means for people to be able to do business a little easier. You know, these companies still can't be open, and these things, you know, maybe allow certain businesses to still try and thrive. We're stuck in phase two where I live. So phase two, we still have a lot of businesses closed, but maybe offer, you know, a means where they could, you know, still be able to work even at a quarter staff or whatever and offer incentives for them to open up. Right now, it's all about the penalties. In fact, the one thing we're going to talk about now is the tattletaling. Okay, so we're in this big budget crisis. We're having all these issues with not having enough money for our schools. Don't even get me started on what's happening with the schools. Not having enough money for our law enforcement. And now we've opened up a tattletale line. Let's talk about that. 1-877-DOCTOR. Don't go away.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25-50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy, you just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. So remember when New York City set up a tattletale line? And again, I probably shouldn't call it tattletale because there's pros and cons, so I should be non-biased. But in essence, it's a tattletale line. Right? You're able to call up and tattle if somebody's being non-compliant with the rules, which scares me, having that family. Right? They died at the hands of Nazis and tattletales within the Nazi regime. I don't like tattletales. I don't like how that pits people up against each other. So Mayor Bill de Blasio tried that. He had a hotline. And he wanted you to post a picture. He wanted you to take a picture of somebody who might have been in non-compliance, which could basically ruin their job, ruin their livelihood, ruin their, you know, take a picture of them. If they're bent over something, you could get their undercarriage. It's not really smart idea. And how the city handled that is they took pictures of their body parts and they not funny, and they sent, you know, those sort of pictures to Blasio saying, feast your eyes on this. So, New York had to, I love New Yorkers, New York had to roll back their tattletale hotline. Well, here's Nevada, and Nevada now has a tattletale hotline. I think it's a phone line. I don't think the governor is going to allow pictures. But in Nevada, we have a tattletale hotline. Now, it is under the guise of an outreach plan, and we are going to have ambassadors. I don't know if the ambassadors are going to have any sort of armband on them. I'm a little nervous about that. But no joke, we are going to have this sort of state presence, making sure people follow the rules. Now, in the governor's defense, in the state's defense, if they are getting thousands of calls from ex-partners, from employees that want their place of work to close down so they can get back on unemployment and still get the $600, if they are getting inundated, or police on 311 and 911, or they're getting inundated with, I saw this happen at that fast food place, or I saw that happen there, they had to set up a separate hotline. I mean, in their defense, I would too. I would say, look, guys, you know, all you tattletales out there, you know, I get what you're trying to do. Can you please forward those calls to this number? But that's now not how it was presented. It wasn't presented as, guys, let's give you a medium for you guys to, you know, let us know so you're not clogging the other lines. It wasn't presented that way. How it was presented was, you reach out to us, we will inspect that business. First time, we give the business a warning. Second time, they're going to get a penalty up to $139,000, I read on one of the news outlets. So, we have snitches. Now, and the fact that a hotline had to be established means we are really going into a every man for themselves, and people are going to screw you over. So you would think, okay, well, this shouldn't be a big deal. Why isn't a company following the guidelines? And most should. However, every now and then, you will see somebody remove their mask or forget a mask. Well, okay, well, then manager needs to send them home. Well, what if manager, right, is busy and somebody catches that one mask removal, right, and they catch it right at that, you know, wrong time, and then, you know, now what? So, unfortunately, an owner of a business almost has to be there supervising, almost has to be there hovering. And it's almost as if this sort of threat is to kind of keep businesses from reopening. Now, for some of you pro, you know, making sure businesses are compliant, I get it. You know, I had somebody call in concerned they got exposed to COVID. They think they got it at the gym. And I'm like, how was it at the gym? She's like, nobody was wearing masks. It was packed. There was no social distancing. All right. Well, then, you know, a business owner does have a duty to follow. It's the law. We might not like the law. We might think the law might be ill-founded, but it is the law. And if a business is told they need to have social distancing and 6 feet distance or whatever during a public health crisis, all right, that makes sense. But I'm a little bit worried about the subjectivity, just like we saw in terms of places being open and closed. You know, a lot of people don't understand why Bass Pro Shops and Hobby Lobby and Michaels had to close down when people were trying to make their own masks or make their own clothes, yet a Walmart or Target was allowed to be open. Well, there's food served. Bass Pro Shops serves food. They have food supplies there. They have beef jerky and things like that. So the worry that I have is the randomness and the subjectivity that could come into play. And with that, then comes fear. And so in business, the business model that I learned is you love the customer. You want to have a very open relationship with the customer and the client. And you want to, you know, I mean, like even as a physician, I was taught as a physician, you know, don't talk about your personal stuff. Don't tell them about any personal medical issues or whatever. And I was like, the heck with that. When I'm trying to convince somebody to get a colonoscopy, I'm going to tell them about mine. And when they kind of know that I did the same thing, that I'm not, you know, trying to be holier than thou and, you know, do as I say, not as I do, they engage. And they're like, well, you know what? If you had your colonoscopy, then you know what? I'll have mine. Really? You have to go for mammograms? I get mammograms too. It sucks, but I do it. You know, I'm going for mine. You know, not that I'm going to go with my patient, but still, you know, I engage them that way. And now, with everything going on, the client or the customer is almost the enemy. The customer can bring in COVID. The customer can tattle on you. The customer can put you at risk. If they don't stand exactly on that decal, they could put you at risk for losing the business. And I hear how employers talk and how business owners talk, and there's almost this animosity, this adversarial sort of relationship now when the customer is what saves your butt. I mean, we need customers. We need clients. I mean, same thing with an employee and customers. Customer comes up, the employee jokes around with them. Now, employees have to be law enforcement. You're not wearing a mask. I need to kick you out. That is not the relationship a healthy business has with their customers. And so a worry I have, and I get we have this public health crisis and we can't have, you know, bars and gyms and all that, you know, not, you know, maintaining, you know, or salons maintaining, you know, the guidelines put out there. I get that. And, you know, the state wants to know that we don't have little hot spots. But at some point we have to kind of stop and go, look, I don't think it's up to us. If somebody gets COVID in Nevada, was it really a restaurant's fault? Was it really a gym's fault? Was it really a salon's fault? I mean, yes, you don't want to have that one person that exposed them, and you don't want to have an employee that exposes people, all right? That employee needs to stay home. But, you know, where's the proof that that person didn't get exposed by somebody else? You know, when we look at the vaccine issues we have with people, you know, concerned about side effects, the reason why more of people concerned about vaccine side effects aren't, I guess, heard to the degree that they'd like to is because the state goes, well, how do you know that side effect wasn't from something else? How can you prove it was the vaccine that did it? And they're like, well, you can't prove that it was a vaccine. It just, you know, I start to feel feverish. Well, was it the vaccine or was it something else? So same thing with COVID. I don't know how you could prove if one particular place, you know, unless, of course, you do the genetics. And you know, this virus might not be containable. And once you start pitting customers against employers, business drops even more. 1-877-DOC-ELLY.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.